Hi, it's Calandra. Today is day 26 of the Audio Mo Challenge. Today I want to talk about antisocial media. Yesterday a friend of mine had an interesting podcast where he talked about his teenage daughter and how many teenagers like to text and prefer to text than to pick up the phone and call. And I suggested that that could be because they really don't want to hear parents nag at them. So they just want quick information or to let their parents know something. And we're like that as adults, even at work and in our private interactions. Sometimes we'd rather send an email because we don't necessarily want to hear any feedback. So we'd rather send an email than pick up the phone and call. So antisocial media. Social media indicates that we're more sociable with people online than we are in real life, which is the case for many people. And I like to believe that there are a lot of extremes. There are a lot of people who have no interactions in real life, and all of their interactions are on social media. But what I find that's probably the average is that people are often not themselves on social media. It's antisocial. When we are socializing with our friends or with people, even that we may not know, in real life, we're in front of each other. You can look into people's eyes. You can see what they're saying to you. You can read their body language. You can't do that on social media. So oftentimes it's easy to become a totally different person. And even if you don't take on a separate identity, a lot of times people are able to hide their true feelings. Maybe you don't catch that inflection in their tone. One thing you know about me, and people who know me in real life and on social media, know that I am just as crazy off the computer as I am on the computer. I have my funny moments, I have my sad moments, I have my serious moments, but they're both the same whether you know me online or whether you know me in person. But I think a lot of times we're actually antisocial because people are not really being who they really are. They may not be saying what they really want to say. How many people do you know are hiding behind social media? They're hiding behind their anonymity to either express an opinion that they feel they're going to be chastised for, or to say whatever they want to say. Or maybe they express some thought that in real life they wouldn't want to say that. Anti-social media. I think I'm going to have a lot to say about this, but that's all I'm going to have for today. In the background is Mint Condition and Funky Weekend. Hope you have a funky weekend. Audio Mo Challenge, day 26. It's my birthday weekend, y'all. I'll talk to you later. Be well.